You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. The reciprocity of magnetism. We're often told in the self-development world, the self-help world, that we are magnetic and that we need to line up with the things that we want to create and they will be magnetized to us. But this is only part of the equation. Pablo Picasso sums it up perfectly when he said, "Inspiration exists, but it has to find you working." I love this idea that it is a two-way exchange, that being magnetic is not about being passive and waiting for things to be magnetized to us, but allowing ourselves to be magnetized to other things. This is what I take the find you working element of this quote to mean. It's true. We should not be hustling and overworking and stressing ourselves out in this endless quest to achieve all the things. But we have to be willing to take inspired action. Often, that sense of inspired action doesn't make logical sense in the moment. It might be something simple like being inspired to go to a different cafe for your morning coffee, to drive a different route to the office. It might be to take a different class at the gym. This idea that we expect that being magnetic is drawing things to us stops us from going out there and putting ourselves in front of opportunities and situations and experiences that could create more of what we want. We have to allow ourselves to be drawn to these things. A great example of this is with one of my dear friends who a few years ago was happily single. She wasn't looking to get into a relationship, but she was definitely open to it. And she had been invited to a party of a friend, and she really didn't want to go. But there was this niggling little spark inside her that told her that perhaps she should go. So she went along to the party, and at the party, she got chatting to a guy who is now her long-term partner, who she has a home with, who she's created a family with. And she speaks to this idea of allowing herself to be magnetized to that party. It's not about sitting at home waiting for someone to come and knock on the door. It's that idea that we get our energy right, we take the inspired action, and we allow for magic, we allow for synchronicity, we allow for chance to happen. And often we have to be out in the world to allow that to happen. The inspiration happens, but we have to take the action. The universe cannot take the action for us. It can simply give us that spark of inspiration, and we have to follow through with the action. We don't have to know the reason, but we do need to get out of our own way at times. The universe is lining up these opportunities for us all of the time. But if it doesn't look exactly how we thought it should look, we are quick to dismiss it. Allow things to be magnetized to you and also you to them. It's time to meet the universe halfway. That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.